When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 112. Finally, The Magic Number You Need to Retire by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello and welcome to Optimal Living Daily. I'm Justin Mollick and it is Financial Friday, but it doesn't look like there'll be many more of these, unfortunately, or any podcast for that matter, because doing a podcast every day is a ton of work and I don't think I can keep it up. So this could very well be the last episode of Optimal Living Daily, unfortunately. April Fools, I'm not quitting and hopefully not anytime soon. I'm going to try to keep this going as long as I can, but on a serious note, I do need to figure out how I can make this thing pay the bills and at the very least sustain itself. So if you'd like to help out and contribute to the show and keep it going, you can visit oldpodcast.com and I'll be forever grateful. And while you're there, make sure you sign up for the weekly newsletter because you get a bunch of free stuff from me and be entered to win a book every month. And I'm going to end it there since I just played that practical joke on you. So let's get this thing going and start optimizing your life. Finally, The Magic Number You Need to Retire by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. I almost vomited a little in my mouth, but that headline needed to be written. How many times have you heard that you need X million dollars in the bank in order to retire safely? Or that you can't even think about retiring until you're X years old? Now how many times have you then thought about punching yourself in the face because trying to save X million dollars is harder than having a civil presidential debate? Totally random, but did you know that Marco Rubio's net worth is only $100,000? A chunk of you reading this right now has more than him. I came across this twice in the past week and it's quickly becoming one of my biggest irritations. Not because they don't mean well and aren't genuinely trying to get people to save more, they are, but because they gloss over the single most important factor in everything. See if you can spot it. Example number one, a conversation I had with a long-lost friend. Friend: hey Jay, you love money, right? Me: right. Friend: let me ask you something. HR had me sit down with a financial advisor the other week, which was awesome because it was free, but within minutes he scared the S out of me. He told me in no uncertain terms that I need at least $3.5 million if I wanted to have any chance at retiring. Is that true? Me: did you look at your expenses? Friend: no. Me: then how the hell does he know how much you'll need in retirement? My friend has fully paid off debts, barely spends anything because he's a homebody, and will have his house completely paid off within 10 years. Sounds like he's in trouble. Watch out. Example 2, a PR pitch I just got in my inbox. Subject: the new retirement number. Email: $2 million. That's the minimum amount Generation Y and Millennials will need just to retire comfortably. I thought might you have interest in learning more. Money doesn't go as far as it used to, and according to financial site Redacted, $2 million isn't even all that much. Millennial financial experts outline the reasons why you will need $2 million to retire and other how-to tips and advice. I'm happy to provide the content for your review. Delete. I took out the blog name because it's actually a friend of mine and not trying to put him on blast here. Something tells me it's the PR person behind this anyways. But another perfect example of a blanket statement without any reference to the most important piece of the puzzle yet again. Though this time much less scary than the 3.5 figure. Now I get that this was meant to grab my attention and the actual details could be in the interview or article or whatever else they were hoping I'd do with it. Hey, it worked. I'm blogging about it now. But it's all nonsense at the end of the day and should be dutifully ignored in my humble opinion. In case you haven't guessed by now, the most important factor determining your number is your spending. How can anyone tell you you'll need $2 million or $3.5 million without having the slightest clue how much your lifestyle costs? Does a person living off $1,000 a month need the same as someone going through $10,000 a month? Do we all have the same hobbies and dreams and future goals in life? Or do we all just suck so bad that we need to hoard as much money as we can because we're all doomed? That'd be a slightly more reasonable statement based on the way our country's going, but still, no dice. Point is, without looking at your specific situation, it's all noise and you should do your best to ignore it. They mean well, but as our mamas like to say, we're all unique snowflakes. If you want to figure out what your number is, do any of the following instead. Number one, plug your numbers into a calculator. Or two, plug your numbers into a spreadsheet. Or three, multiply your yearly expenses by 25. This will give you a much more accurate, though still rough, look at what you can expect down the line. And then you can determine whether you're happy with it or changes need to be made. Going back to the $1,000 per month versus $10,000 per month example, you'll see this becomes the difference between needing $300,000 to retire safely, $1,000 times 12 times 25, versus $3 million, $10,000 times 12 times 25, based on the generally accepted 4% Trinity study. Quite a drastic gap, if you ask me. For further reading on this stuff, check out this awesome article by Rob Berger on how much you need to retire, or the ever feisty Mr. Money Mustache on the same topic. At the end of the day, it all comes down to your expenses. And without knowing that, hint, hint, no one can tell you how much you'll need to hang up the job when it's time. So make that your number one mission this week if you've been putting it off like Kanye and his $53 million debt woes. Don't let these forecasts scare you. Focus on your own specific situation. And if it turns out you really do need X million dollars to comfortably retire, well, time to decide if you finally need to make a change or not. Just please don't listen to the hype. You just listened to the post titled, Finally, the Magic Number You Need to Retire, by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. So there you have it. And it's Friday, plus I just played a practical joke on you, so I'll keep this short so you can get out and have some fun. But before we go, Jay Money mentioned the value of tracking your expenses. And that's something I totally agree with, at least tracking it for a week or a month so you have a good idea of what you spend. You don't need to track it for 6 years like I have, but whatever you can do to really grasp the numbers. And I've created an automated spreadsheet to help you do that, plus it comes with a video tutorial I made that walks you through it. It's super easy to get. You can text the word OPTIMAL to 44222 or visit me online at oldpodcast.com and join my mailing list and it'll be sent to you automatically. And that's 112 episodes down, time's flying as usual, and I'm a brand new author, or authors technically, to join the show, and I'll be reading from them tomorrow. I'm super excited. There's a good chance you've actually heard of them if you read personal development and happiness blogs. So be sure to check out that episode tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.